This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. On this, a Tuesday evening, I'd like to start off, if I can, and I will, by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't respect the poll.
And then I'd like to follow that, if I can, and say good evening to Don.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
You know, I thought about
breaking news, Peter.
Is it actually, though?
Yeah, it really is.
It's not about, like, you know, someone from Yes is celebrating an anniversary?
No. Okay. So Sham Sharania is saying that the Wizards are talking with the Rockets, working on a deal, Westbrook for John Wall. Right now, the Rockets are saying that's not enough. They want more in return. But John Wall, I think, is the best player you're going to get coming back from anybody.
And they have similar deals.
Yeah, they have to make two other deals. They have to make the deal for Harden. But the Knicks can't give them a John Wall. Who could Charlotte give them? No, John Wall's got his issues, but he could play when he's healthy.
Well, no, John Wall's at least someone you can still build around.
I don't know if you want to build around him, but he is a talent.
Well, when he's healthy, he's fine. I guess he's not the top tier player that includes the absolute best in the league. He's the next tier,
right?
But he's been beat up. I mean, this injury's been really bad. So
yeah, they both make a lot of money, so the money fits. But the Rockets want more. So if they want more than John Wall, the Knicks can't give them more than John Wall.
That is a really good indicator. If that's what they're looking for is John Wall and plus, you know what, though? What's interesting there is Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because
volatile.
But Beal is, I think, the easier of the Wall-Beal combo. And is a guy who can catch and shoot a lot more than he needs to handle the ball all the time. So they could work, potentially, which would be very, very interesting.
I knew you'd like that. That's why I thought I'd...
That was real news that you delivered there, and I'd like to thank you for it.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Guess what we have here? This is unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Harden Watch.
There goes the beer, and a left-hand throwdown! 61!
Jim Harden Watch.
Jim Harden seems like a math teacher. It's just some irony.
You say irony, I say stupidity.
You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Classic moment.
I can't believe he's fallen out of the top five in Michael's eyes.
No, I said he's five.
Didn't I say he
was five?
That's awful low.
And also, Jar brings up a great point, too. I refuse, because of our love affair with Jeff, to continue to not show love to Buster Only, who's always been there for us.
Yeah.
And is a great guest.
Yeah.
So we could just say the ESPN baseball guys are great guests.
It's a great point by you. Now,
that's not how we roll.
Zach Lowe was on Greeny, and he was talking about how he does not believe that Kyrie could ever actually get traded for Jim Harden.
Well, a number of executives have told me this: what the Nets should do is, instead of mortgaging their future, flip Kyrie for Harden. But to me, that seems a little early and a little unrealistic, given that Kyrie and KD literally just got there as a package deal. They're very good friends. So maybe that's the off-ramp later, right? Maybe if you trade the farm, which is Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, Spencer Dinwiddie, every pick and every swap that you're allowed to do, maybe if that ends up being the trade and it's not going well and Kyrie doesn't like being a third option and whatever, maybe that's your off-ramp to then moving Kyrie somewhere else and recouping some of that draft equity you sent out for Harden. But I think, look, these two teams have not had any substantive talks. Let's be clear about that. But I think if and when they do, it's more likely the offers are of that, just these good young players and every pick we've got, than Kyrie.
Who do you think?
I'll tell
more...
you what. I get the feeling that if they tried to trade Kyrie, he's the type of guy. I'm out. I came here to play in Brooklyn.
Well,
this
I will tell you this.
Team. I'm out.
I'll tell you this, Michael. He's the kind of guy. I'm that type of guy by LL Cool J. But he is the type of guy, Kyrie, that if he even sniffed they were really considering it, it could sour the relationship.
Go off.
Who do you think's more self-important, Zach Lowe or Bill Simmons? Go.
Well, I don't have that opinion about either of them.
You're such a liar.
I don't. Well, what? Self-important, how does that manifest itself?
Not editing your words down from 60,000 to like 40,000? Why
how's
am I such a bad guy?
Because
I have an opinion.
Bill Simmons?
You don't know Bill Simmons?
I said, how's it working out?
That doesn't make you not self-important. Okay?
Well, maybe he's self-important for a reason. And what, Zach Lowe? What did Zach Lowe ever do to you? You know what? He got on Greeny today. You don't. They never asked you to be on Greeny.
Oh, well.
Never.
That's a great point by you. No, that just because I think he's self-important doesn't mean he's not more important than me.
Yeah. It's overrated.
Right, right. It's overrated. It doesn't mean that he's not rated and isn't something.
He's not great. You could be great.
The Beatles are overrated to me, and I think they're the greatest. But they're slightly overrated. Nirvana, I love them. I listen to them regularly. I'm a big fan. Overrated.
Don, why don't we just get up and walk out when he says the Beatles are overrated? Why don't we just get up?
Because
Don
understands.
I want to hear more. You could say, well, how do you say they're the greatest and yet they're overrated? That makes no sense.
No, it does.
No, it makes zero sense.
Because when you use being that
overrated
they've been made,
means you are rated higher than you should be. If you think they're the greatest, then how can you say they're overrated? They might not be your cup of tea. Maybe you don't think they personally they do it for you. But if you
but
say
they
they're the greatest,
no, they do it for me. The Beatles do it for me. But they're also, when you get to a point where you're basically considered the standard for what, like, a good music is, it's hard to ever match that rating. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer who has ever put foot on God's green earth. I can still argue he's overrated.
So you're really arguing with the people that rate people, not with the talents.
No, of course not. It's like Don yesterday with Tiger. Don wasn't attacking Tiger just because he said sniff him dead like a psychopath. But blaming
just overrated.
Tiger.
Still the wrong. If you think they're the greatest, you could say it's a bit much. Can we calm down with the constant talk?
Don, but that sounds crazier. Do you hear what you just said? Think about. Let me just add that to a sentence, and you'll realize what you said sounds crazier. Watch. Can everyone just calm down with the Beatles already? Enough. That sounds crazier.
No, well, because it's like we know they're great. Do we have to constantly be reminded how great they are? That's what I'm saying. That you might be a little sick of every comparison being that, but if you're saying they're the greatest, you hear what I'm saying, Michael? How can you say they're overrated if you acknowledge they're the greatest?
Right, like, because the greatest is the highest level you could be, so
right.
You can't be rated higher than the greatest.
Hey, Don, what I'm going to say here is going to probably get you both angry. For example, you know what's currently wildly overrated, and I'm sure it's great. S Creek. It's too much.
You know, I'm out.
It's too much. Calm down.
It's not overrated. It's underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah.
They gave it every Emmy.
It deserved it.
It can't be underrated. They gave it every single Emmy. And I'll tell you the truth. Guess what? Here's a hot take. I haven't been able to finish the first season. It's good, but I don't find myself desperate to go back to it, okay?
Man, you're crazy. Once you get into the second season, you'll watch every single show for the... Well, you won't even sleep.
I'm so tired of this once you get into the second season. Once you sit down for 14 hours, you really get into the next 18 hours.
Creek was slow for the first two. I gave up for a month. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to return, and I'm so glad I did. You're a fool for saying the stuff you say.
But you just agreed with me.
The first two shows.
No, I'm like six or seven in.
The show is so phenomenal. It's one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Do you even know that?
Yeah. Incarcerated Bob has some information.
Go ahead.
He said the Celtics and the Nets are now battling for Harden. Knicks could actually help Boston and take Kemba if they have interest.
Well, you know what?
And give them some picks to get the deal done. He said, stay tuned.
This is
hold on. What world is this? How
like,
would
this
you?
This is like a fantasy draft. This is like I feel like I'm in a fantasy league, and you're just seeing all of these great players being dealt away.
No, but hold on, though. What if the Celtics become Well, wait, what did the Celtics become with Jim Harden? Maybe. I really like what they have now, though. Like, they were a game from the finals. Do you want to reshuffle everything? You know, with the Knicks, I get it. And even the Nets, you don't know what the Nets are yet. You're still starting over next year. Even though you have KD and Kyrie, they've never played. So I get it. Let's tinker with it. Let's see what we get. But the Celtics are so close. They didn't even have a healthy Hayward. He was just coming back from injury when they got to the conference finals.
The Hayward thing's amazing. He needs more time to decide to pick up a $36 million option. Where's he getting that anywhere? He's not the player he was when he signed that contract.
That's a great point, Michael. What
unless they're stalling so that they could fit another contract in, because Ainge is very bright that way. Because there's no way that Hayward would turn down that $36 million. He'll never make that anywhere.
No, that's all pre-serious injuries, and he hasn't been that player. Well, James Harden has rejected the Rockets extension, and he supposedly focused on getting to the Nets, but then The Athletic reported that the Nets deal wasn't going to happen without them moving Kevin Durant or Kyrie. That's what Houston supposedly wants, which would probably be a non-starter, of course, with Brooklyn. But now, as we just heard from Incarcerated Bob, who knows so much before it happens, apparently the Celtics are in on the conversation. So we shall see. Rockets finalizing a trade to send Robert Covington to the Blazers for Trevor Ariza.
Which means they're just rebuilding. That's the first move.
Yeah, I guess so. Full restart, huh?
Absolutely. If you're going to turn trade Covington and then your two stars, what do you have left?
Not a lot. Now, the Bucks have made some moves. They got Drew Holiday and Bogdanović. They promised Antetokounmpo more. And they want to be able to sign him to a supermax. They're trying to build a roster to really make them championship worthy. Of course, they've faltered in the playoffs now. Last year, disappointing everybody by losing to Miami. And supposedly now, they have brought in a couple of players who really, you know, can take this team to the next level. Now, the Bucks will send Eric Bledsoe and George Hill and three first-round picks to the Pelicans for Holiday. The deal also includes a pair of pick swaps. In addition, Milwaukee also reached an agreement. It was a sign-and-trade that will bring Bogdan, I call him Boggy, and Justin James to the Bucks. The Kings will get former Villanova standout Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ilyasova.
You know what's brilliant about both of those deals? They didn't give up anything that they really need. They still have Middleton. They still have Lopez. And I think that this gets them to re-sign Antetokounmpo, which not the plan.
Wasn't George Hill, though, sort of a heart and soul guy for that team?
Yeah, but you know what? They replaced him with a better player. So I see what you're saying, but there's no. If they had to trade Middleton in there, then you know, you're kind of robbing you to pay Paul. But they didn't really do that. And the draft picks, they could be good for 5 years. Those draft picks will be lousy. It's worth it.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Punter slash kicker Ryan Santoso was signed to the Giants active roster with Graham Gano placed on the COVID-19 list. Now, guys, didn't they literally sign Gano to a 3-year deal yesterday?
Yeah.
And he partied with COVID, I guess.
Damn.
That's the best time for them to get him. I mean, there's no good time to get COVID, but in terms of football, it's a bye week. He should be fine by the time they play.
Yeah, I guess they contact traced it. It wasn't contact with too many people, and it should not affect.
Nobody likes kickers. He was hanging out with coaches.
He did a great job last 2 weeks. He was special teams player of the week before, and that win was swirling. That kick to make it 27-17 was not easy. It was like 44, 45 yards. He's been good.
You know what was not good yesterday?
No, who?
The end of the Bears-Vikings game. Don picks up a critical 1 point. And really, Don should have... If the Bears had fielded a real professional offense,
right,
Don would have had to be really nervous at the end of that game.
Right.
But he didn't have to be, because they literally had Peter Rosenberg, R.J. Santillo, and incarcerated Bob trying to lead their team down the field.
Now, normally, because this is the way you think, with these picks, I don't know if you guys think the same way. It's like a game of pool. Like, you're not taking the shot that you're taking. You're thinking about where the ball is going to be for the next shot, right? So the Vikings take the lead, but they miss the extra point, all right? So instead of a 7-point lead, they've got a 6-point lead. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what's going to happen? The Bears are going to score a touchdown, take a 17-16 lead, then the Vikings are going to kick a field goal to win the game and not cover the 2.5.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking in my head. And then I watched the Bears play offense in the second half, and I realized I didn't have anything to worry about.
There was nothing to even think about.
Because the only touchdown they had was on special teams. They can't score. They can't move the ball.
And then late in the game, they actually had the ball in good field position again, thanks to a punt return.
And Matt Nagy's supposed to be an offensive genius. So shows you could. So was Adam Gase. So sometimes you miss.
But they're going to have to go back to Trubisky.
It makes sense. Don't you want to see what you have in Trubisky?
Well, you just.
Nick Foles is not your future.
But future or not, I mean, he can't do worse. They got to do something there, because this is still a team that can make the playoffs. They're 500. They still have a better record than Minnesota. I mean, they could save this thing.
Don, do you remember the day I blew your mind? When I said to you, has there ever been a worse quarterback team than the Chicago Bears?
I remember that. That was deep.
And I mean, they are the worst. I mean, going all the way back to Jim McMahon, who I loved as a kid.
Yeah,
not a special quarterback.
He was a game manager.
No, he was nothing. He was whatever. He was very entertaining as a human
being.
And
who was it they took against Indianapolis again?
Rex Grossman
Rex Grossman
and
is yeah.
Give me Bobby Douglas any day.
They're a horribly quarterbacked football team, and I mean I say that as someone whose team is also in the conversation, and we're not great.
Yeah, and of all the places Doug Flutie played well, the Bears were not one of those places.
Well, they're terrible.
That's a great team. I mean, you've gone to you won a Super Bowl. You've gone to a couple of them. I mean, it's not like they haven't been good.
How do you just eliminate Sid Luckman, though? I don't get it.
Well, you're still going back along with that. That confirms Peter's point.
I never even seen Sid Luckman throw a football.
Sid Luckman!
I've never seen him do anything.
Right, so if you've
got to
go back
to
when was the last
Sid
great
Luckman.
Quarterback the Bears had, you've got to go back to Sid Luckman. That makes Peter's point.
Yeah, you made my point.
Okay, it makes his
even
point,
Cleveland
but I just
can go
do
to
not
Bernie
want to
Kosar.
Disrespect the Luckman family. I think that's
no, you should. But the point is, he never said they never did, but when you've got to go back to the 50s, Michael, like even Cleveland, which would be also in the conversation, they had Bernie Kosar. They had Brian Sipe.
I mean, at least I remember Kosar, right? But when you got to, I mean... You start thinking through the league. I'll tell you what, though. No, forget it.
No, I mean, it was one of the quintessential points of your career here.
Thank you. I had one last week you really loved, too.
Yeah,
what was that
again?
What was the point last week? It flipped on his head.
Yeah.
He almost
pretty amazing
left
that we're spending time trying to come up with the good points Peter's had in 5 years.
Well, let's be honest. It's notable when it happens. But, so for anyone like myself who'd been thinking, Antonio Brown really seems like he's... turned over a new leaf. He's now been accused. He's now been accused by the Homeowners Association of destroying a security camera and throwing a bicycle at a security guard on October 15th. October 15th, 2020, to you and me, that's
right.
A month ago. The Miami Herald has seen a police report. The police decided they had probable cause to charge Brown, but the Homeowners Association president declined to press charges. And the case was closed. were aware of the reported incident involving Antonio Brown prior to his signing, the Bucks said in a statement. The league office was not aware of it before Brown was reinstated. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
You know what to say? Anything that happens to Tampa Bay for taking a chance on this guy, they deserve it. You get into bet with somebody like that, you got to expect it's not going to end well.
Right.
Sorry. I'd like to see the guy get through his problems, but you take a chance on a guy like this. I don't know what Brady's obsession is with him. It's not like he was short on receivers. You deserve anything that happens to you.
Drew Brees hasn't been feeling too good recently. Got his ribs bruised up. Don't worry, it didn't stop the Saints from covering against San Francisco, if you're wondering how RJ Bell did. But let's hear Sean Payton. He was asked about Brees' injuries and if they're due to age or if he's getting hit too much.
I think it's probably the latter. I mean, I don't... certainly there's an element of recovery. I haven't seen him yet this morning, but I think... look, he took a significant hit yesterday in that game, and, you know, we were mindful of his reps during the week, so... I'm sure I'll have a chance to visit with him here, you know, in the next 24 hours. But he would probably have a better answer for that than I would.
The Chicago Cubs today announced that Theo Epstein will step down from his role as president of baseball operations effective November 20th and depart the organization after 9 seasons. Of course, he helped bring them a World Series as... He also did with the Red Sox. And here's Jeff Passan on with Greeny. Should the Mets go after Theo Epstein?
If you're the Mets, it's a great question. Do you wait a year? Do you, if you're Sandy Alderson, hire a general manager, but not hire a president of baseball operations in hopes that a year from now you can get him? Or would that be a very New York Knicks-type move? Hey, let's clear cap space for a bunch of people who don't want to come here.
No,
we'll see.
There's no tampering now. I mean, Cohen can go to him and say, take your year off. Would you be interested after the year to come back and work for me? And then if the answer is no, I'm good, then you move on. You could do that, right? I don't compare it to like the cap space air situation.
Now, last week we talked about Kim Ng.
Yes.
And the history she's making in baseball. Well, she's now spoken, and she gave a message to girls that also might want to grow up to work in baseball.
Anything is possible. That's my message to your little girl. Anything is possible. Just work your butt off. Keep your nose to the grindstone. It's great to have people block for you every once in a while. Soak up all the information you can, but anything is possible.
Of course, Kim Ng, now the general manager of the Miami Marlins. That'll do it for ENN. Sorry, Don, on this Tuesday evening.
And then I was going to mention to you that Brett Peterson has been named the assistant general manager in Florida for the Panthers and the first ever highest executive African-American in NHL history.
Wow. Oh, and by the way, I was just handed this. I know we have a guest next, but I was just handed this. A flashback to Don LaGreca from 2003.
Wow.
Did we talk about the 1990 Giants being boring when they won on defense and they milked the clock on offense, running the ball all the time? Were the Baltimore Ravens boring a couple of years ago when they allowed the least amount of points in the history of the NFL during the regular season? There's a place for defense, okay? This is not the Carolina Hurricanes to play a 1-2-2, steal the puck at the red line, dump it in to avoid the icing, and not try to do anything offensive. How many times we've seen in the playoffs the Devils get odd man rushes? How many times we've seen the Devils get over 30 shots on goal? How many times we see the Devils score, oh, by the way, the most goals than anybody has scored so far in the postseason. I'm going to say this flat out. If you complain about the track, if you complain about how boring the sport is, then you are not a fan of the sport, period. You're a football fan, you're a baseball fan, you're a basketball fan, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals, if you watch hockey and you're bored to tears by it, do us a favor, don't watch it. Go watch basketball, and we'll see 42 points scored in the first half by the Nets and the Spurs. Go watch baseball, where the game lasts 4.5 hours. You want to talk boring, we can talk boring about other sports. Go watch tennis. Go watch golf. I'm stabbing myself in the eye with a pen to keep myself awake.
Some things change, and some things stay the same.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.